Does your highly sensitive child have a really hard time when their sibling or someone close to them has a birthday? This is really common in highly sensitive kids. And if your child, like mine, struggles with jealousy around birthdays, this episode is a do not miss. I'm going to share three ways to help manage birthday jealousy so that it doesn't ruin the day. Let's get into it. Parenting is the hardest job ever, and parenting a highly sensitive child who's struggling can feel downright impossible. If you're suffering through endless meltdowns, walking on eggshells, and losing sleep worrying, you've landed in the right place, because I'm here to help you feel good about parenting your highly sensitive child. I'm Dr. Hillary, clinical psychologist and mom of three, and you're listening to the Raised Resilient podcast, where I help you make sense of your child's challenging behaviors and build resilience in the face of their big emotions. So warm up your coffee and grab your earbuds. It's time to turn your child's sensitivity into their superpower. Hey, friend, welcome back to Raised Resilient. I'm your host, Dr. Hillary, and I'm so glad you're here. It is so incredibly common for highly sensitive kids to struggle with jealousy around other people's birthdays, and especially siblings. And I think as parents, this can feel really frustrating if we don't understand it, right? It can feel like we have an ungrateful child, a selfish child who can't celebrate someone else. And that doesn't feel good. We might worry that this means that our child is going to grow up into a selfish adult who can't be there for other people and doesn't have healthy relationships. And we might think that it signifies a problem that needs to be fixed. So in today's episode, I want to help you understand what's really going on and to give you a mindset shift around how to see your child's jealousy over someone else's birthday. And then I'm going to share three ways that you can help your child manage these big emotions so that everyone can still enjoy the birthday. Because the last thing we want is for our highly sensitive child's emotions to become contagious and ruin the day. That doesn't feel good for anybody involved. It doesn't feel good for us. It doesn't feel good for the person who's having a birthday. And actually, it doesn't feel good for your highly sensitive child to experience their emotions as contagious. That actually leads to shame and the feeling of, I'm a bad kid. Look what I just did. So of course, your child is not wrong or bad for having these feelings, but it's also really important that we help them tolerate and manage these feelings so that they don't end up getting in the way of celebrating the birthday. Now, before I get into that, if you're wondering, does my kid meet the criteria that Dr. Hillary is using when she's talking about like a highly sensitive, deeply feeling kid? Is that my kid? Go take my free quiz. It's super quick, super fun, and it's going to give you a sense of your child's unique temperament. And this is the most important part, the next steps to really help your child thrive. Go to raisedresilient.com/quiz, and you can do that in about 5 minutes. You can even pause this episode and then come back and listen with a new perspective. Okay, so let's get into birthday jealousy. So this is something that I have experienced with my oldest child for as long as I can remember, pretty much as soon as his brother was old enough to actually understand what was happening during his birthday celebrations. My oldest really had a hard time. And actually, it's something I remember a close family member saying years ago, before I ever had kids, that this was something that her oldest child really struggled with, to the point where she wondered if it signified a problem. So if you are dealing with this with your child, here's what I need you to hear. It does not mean there's anything wrong with your child. It does not mean there's anything wrong with you, okay? I need you to hear that. This is not a problem that needs to be fixed. It is a normal, understandable emotional experience that needs to be supported. And there's a big difference. So I know I'm calling it birthday jealousy, but actually, I want to get a little bit more granular in terms of what emotions are really coming up for your child. So thanks to Brené Brown and her amazing book, Atlas of the Heart, we have a better understanding of some nuances between different emotions. And we understand that envy is wanting something that someone else has. Whereas jealousy is being afraid that somebody else is going to take away something that is meaningful and important to you. So when we understand the difference between jealousy and envy, we can see that actually birthday jealousy comprises both. Okay, so your child is not only feeling envious of like, I want those presents, I want this party, I want that attention, I want that connection to my parent, and I want to feel celebrated and special too. but it is also, and especially in the case of a sibling's birthday, it is also jealousy. It is, does the attention and specialness around this day and this other person take away from my sense of safety and security and connection to my parent or caregiver? So on a primal unconscious level, it is, does the attention on this other person today take away from my being loved and lovable? So birthday jealousy is jealousy and envy wrapped up into one, and it is primal and incredibly powerful and can overpower a child's ability to cope. And that is especially true when you're raising a highly sensitive, deeply feeling kid who experiences emotions more intensely anyway. So the mindset shift here is that instead of looking at this as a problem that needs to be fixed, I want you to look at this as a normative emotional experience that provides you a unique opportunity to support your child and build the muscle of tolerating difficult emotions. And this is exactly what we have done, by the way, with my oldest child. So my middle kiddo turned 7 yesterday, which that's a whole episode in and of itself. I still can't believe he's 7. But anyway, I digress. A few years ago, this would have been such a hard day for my oldest child. And don't get me wrong, those feelings came up this time. But the difference was that we had a plan, we had a way of working with it, we had a way of supporting him, and he's had so much practice dealing with these feelings that he was able to have a really great day yesterday. He was able to really celebrate his brother. He was able to partake in certain tasks to help us get ready and to celebrate, and he was also able to take a break when he needed to. And at the end of the day yesterday, after his brother had gone to sleep, he actually looked at me and said, "You know what? I had a really great day today." And that just feels like such a win. But that's not because we just waited and hoped it would get better. We actually helped him deal with these feelings in a very strategic way over the years. And so that's what I want to help you understand today, is how you can support your highly sensitive child with these feelings of jealousy and envy around someone else's birthday, and especially a sibling. So the first thing that I want you to do when it comes to supporting your child with birthday jealousy is to expect it. So instead of waiting until the day of the birthday party or the week of their sibling's birthday, you're going to think ahead and you're going to think, you know what? My child is probably going to have a hard time around this. And that makes sense. I want you to validate for yourself that it might feel challenging to both prepare to celebrate a child's birthday and support another child with some really big feelings. But I also want you to understand that from your child's perspective, these feelings make so much sense. And if you can anticipate that this is going to happen, you're going to be so much better able to handle it when it does come up. And just know that the way that birthday jealousy shows up is not always obvious, okay? It might be that there's more sibling conflict in the weeks leading up to the other child's birthday. It might be that behavior goes downhill. You might see more meltdowns. You might see more aggressive behaviors or unkind words. You might see more not listening. And this can start weeks before the actual birthday. And that can feel really confusing if you're not expecting it. In fact, this happened to me just a couple weeks ago. I did a podcast episode about it. My kids were fighting with each other more often, and my oldest seemed to kind of be targeting his brother more. And when I asked him about it, he was actually able to say, "Well, his birthday's in a couple weeks, and I'm already feeling feelings about it." And even though I'm telling you to expect it, I did not put two and two together until he connected that for me. So expect that this is going to happen. And if you start to see behavior shifting, get curious. I wonder what could be going on for my child, because I know that kids do well when they can. So if my child is struggling, it's because they cannot do better right now. Something is getting in the way. So that's the first thing, is to expect and prepare for your child to struggle around their sibling's birthday. And again, I'm using sibling here because this is where I see this become the most intense and pronounced, but this can absolutely come up if you have, say, an only child. This can absolutely come up around a friend's birthday or even your birthday or your partner's birthday. That has happened in our house too, where my oldest has verbalized that he has some feelings around celebrating his dad's birthday. So it's not relegated to siblings, and I need you to hear that, but I'm going to say sibling because that's where I see this come out the most. So now that you're hopefully expecting your child to struggle with birthday jealousy. And you're going to start to think ahead and get curious when behavior kind of goes downhill around a birthday. The second thing that you want to do is help your child prepare. I cannot tell you how many clients I work with who come into working together thinking that if they bring up something their child isn't already talking about, that it's going to cause their child to feel a certain way. So their child might be just going along and having a normal day, and the parent says, I don't want to bring that up because it's going to cause a meltdown, and I don't want to have a meltdown. Everything's going fine. I'll just wait for my kid to bring it up to me. And that's one of the worst things you can do with a highly sensitive child, because here's the thing, you're not causing your child to feel something just by bringing it up, okay? Your child is having the feeling, or they're not. You bringing it up doesn't cause that. And most of the time, your child is already having feelings about these things. And so if you bring it up, all you're doing is creating a safe space to prepare. You are not causing these feelings to come out, okay? That's a really important distinction. So make sure that you lean into preparing your child. So you're going to help your child anticipate how they might feel. You might say to your child, hey, you know, your sister's birthday is in a few weeks, and I was just thinking about how last year you had a lot of feelings around your sister's birthday. So you're going to talk with your child about how they might feel jealous, they might feel envious, they might have a hard time celebrating, and you're going to validate that. That makes so much sense. I really get that, or I would really understand if you felt that way. That would make sense to me. You might even say, I remember feeling like that as a kid too. And then you're going to help your child think of a few things they might do when those feelings come up. So this way your child is anticipating how they might feel, and they have a few options of something they can do when they feel that way. So you're going to expect your child to struggle. You're going to help your child prepare for how they might feel. And then finally, on the day of, you're going to help your child by doing three things. One, you're going to continue to hold space for their feelings and experience, because I think it's easy on the day of. You're running around. I know yesterday I was running around doing all the things to get ready for this birthday party. And it's easy in those moments to want to dismiss your child who's having jealousy, right? They come to you and, I don't like this. This is hard. If we're lucky, right? Sometimes they're not saying that. Sometimes they're just having a meltdown. And it can be easy to want to dismiss them and essentially give the message like, get it together, kid. I got other things I got to focus on right now. But it's so important to continue to hold space for their feelings and experience. I can see you're having such a hard time. This is a tricky day. I know that. You might feel two ways at the same time, like you're excited for your sister, and at the same time, you're feeling jealous. And it's hard to celebrate someone else because you have a lot of feelings about wanting it for yourself. That makes sense. And you can say these things even if your child is not yet connecting the dots. So you're going to continue to hold space for their feelings and experience. Then you're going to give them agency in how they can be part of the birthday celebration. How do they want to celebrate their sibling? So I would have your child choose a gift for their sibling, maybe have them help you participate in setting up the party. So I know that for my daughter's birthday, my now 7-year-old had a really fun time helping me make the balloon garland. And so he was using the balloon pump and really having fun with that. And so that was a way that he could help that helped him manage his feelings. What is something that will help them feel connected to their sibling without feeling too triggered by these jealous feelings? By the way, this is something you can do in step two, where you're preparing your child ahead of time. You can think about this. You can help them think about what might feel good, what might be a good way for you to help out and celebrate. And then the last thing you're going to do on the day of is support your child in taking space when they feel overwhelmed. And so yesterday, I know my oldest spent a little bit of time after the party upstairs decompressing with video games. And that is something that felt really good to him. It allowed him to really decompress and take a little bit of time for himself doing something that he enjoyed so that he didn't feel so overwhelmed by having the entire day be about his brother, because we literally had spent the whole day first at his brother's soccer game and then getting ready for the party and then having the party. And then as an added bonus, I actually took just my oldest son to see a musical at our local high school together. And so that was something that just the two of us did at the end of the day that didn't take away from my other son, but gave my oldest a little bit of one-on-one time. So that was really helpful too. So by doing these things, by expecting that your child will have some feelings about their sibling's birthday, by understanding what is going on underneath those feelings, like why these feelings make sense, because they really do, by preparing and helping your child anticipate and make a plan for what it's going to be like on the day of their sibling's birthday, and by helping your child stay grounded and connected on the day of, you will be doing so much for your highly sensitive child, not only during this actual event of their sibling's or a friend's birthday, but also you're building a life skill of tolerating difficult emotions. Now, if you get into this and you find that your child is just so dysregulated that you can't even make use of these ideas, if you're just so stuck in the meltdown cycle that your child is unable to hear you and work with you, you're not alone. That's a place that is easy to find yourself with a highly sensitive child who's struggling. It's a really hard place to be, but you are not alone. And it is a place that I help parents get out of through my Chaos to Connection program. In this program, I partner closely with these families to end the cycle of constant meltdowns and dysregulation in as little as 8 weeks. Parents tell me that they have a different kid, but really, it's just that they are empowered with different strategies, tools, and perspectives specific to highly sensitive kids who are struggling. So listen, if that's you, please reach out to me. I would love to talk to you about how I can support your family in moving out of this cycle of dysregulation. I promise you it's possible, and you do not have to stay stuck in this place. Book a free breakthrough session with me. Go to raisedresilient.com/breakthrough. We'll get on Zoom for about 45 minutes. We'll figure out exactly what is not working in parenting your highly sensitive child. And if my Chaos to Connection program is the next right step for your family, I'm going to let you know exactly what that program involves and how to get started. And if something else is more pressing, or I really think you need to do something different to help your child, I'm going to point you in the direction that you need to go. So either way, you're going to have your next steps. And so you truly have nothing to lose. So book your free breakthrough session today. I would love to talk to you about how to end this cycle of constant meltdowns and dysregulation. RaisedResilient.com/breakthrough. So that wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I am so grateful that you're here, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Want to continue the conversation and connect with other parents who get it? Join our free Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/raisedresilient. I can't wait to see you in there. And if you loved today's episode, I'd be so honored if you'd share it with a friend who needs it. Thanks for listening. And until next time, we've got this.